This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, ways of self-building. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the ways and the paths of self-building in the Islamic lifestyle. Well, when we talk about the self-building, the very first thing that we need to bear in our minds is to ponder where we are, to analyze ourselves in order to perform the self-building. The second thing is to have the firm determination of following the teachings of Islam, following the teachings of Ahlul Bayt and Quran, inshallah. The third thing that we need to have is to condition with ourselves. The condition is that I condition myself to not to perform any kind of evil or sin during the day. I promise myself to not to follow the path of evil. And this promise that I'm making to myself on the daily basis is taking me towards the perfection, is taking me towards the pure Islamic lifestyle. And therefore, it is necessary sometimes, you know, when we promise ourselves, for example, we have seen some people who are on diet, they promise themselves that I will avoid, for example, the cola, I will avoid the soda, I will not take this, I will avoid the, for example, mayonnaise or ketchup or the things that have more fats in them. So they promise themselves and they try to live their life according to that. And if you offer them something like that, they say, I have promised myself because I want to lose some weight. Therefore, it is necessary in the Islamic lifestyle as well to promise ourselves on the daily basis, to remind ourselves on the daily basis that we will not follow the path of evil. We will not follow the path of shaitan. We will not perform any kind of sins during the day, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z. We were talking about the topic of ways of self-building in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that there are different ways that we can have the self-building, and one of them was conditioning ourselves. That was the third way. The fourth way of self-building is muraqibah. Muraqibah means to take care of ourselves, to take care of the deeds, the actions that we perform. You know, sometimes we perform the things and after that we forget about that. The meditation can help us, this muraqibah or meditation can help us keep ourselves on the level in which we are. We need to take care of ourselves. Obviously, when I'm doing something, when I'm performing good deeds, shaitan is after me, evil is there. My nafs-e ammara, the nafs which orders to perform the evil, it is there. So the outside enemies are there, the external enemies are there, my friends maybe, or the media, or the environment in which I'm living, especially people living in the West. So you can see everywhere there are many different means which takes us towards the evil. So therefore, I need to have this meditation. I need to be careful that once I have promised myself not to perform any evil, then I'm taking care of myself. I am guarding myself. I become the guard and the protector of myself, my soul, and I do not let my soul or thoughts to be hijacked by anyone. So this is the other way. And the last way of having the self-building is known as muhasibah. And the muhasibah is self-calculation. We need to compute ourselves. We need to calculate or compute or perform some computation over our actions that we do during the day. At the night before sleeping, just think what I have done during the day. If it was in accordance to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then say thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it wasn't, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the help so that He helps us that tomorrow we do not repeat the same mistakes that we did today, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.